The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 24th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the disciples, "But about that day and hour no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. For the days of Noah were, for as the days of Noah were, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day Noah entered the ark, and they knew nothing until the flood came and swept them all away, so too will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two will be in the field, and one will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding meal together, one will be taken and one will be left. Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and he would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Today we enter the season of Advent, and it's a difficult time of year for us Christians. We know, or at least we should know, that Advent is a time of preparation. Yes, we're preparing for Christmas, preparing for Jesus to come as a baby, but we are also preparing for Jesus to come again as King and as Judge. It's an odd time for us. We come to church on Sunday to prepare ourselves. We sing Advent hymns instead of Christmas carols. We light the Advent wreath to mark the weeks of Advent. We wait a little bit to put up our Christmas decorations and the Christmas tree. We prepare for the Christmas Eve service where we celebrate the birth of Christ. But every Sunday we go back out into the world where everyone's got their Christmas trees up and everyone's singing Christmas hymns and the radio's been playing Christmas music for weeks now. Some of us probably are listening to a little Christmas music ourselves. And certainly if you go into a store or a restaurant, you can't avoid it. It's all there. Everyone is celebrating Christmas. So why do we in the church wait instead of celebrating Christmas for the whole month of December? It can be kind of difficult for us. We get confused and we get pulled in all these different directions until I think sometimes we're not sure anymore what season it is or why it even matters. Advent literally means coming. We are waiting for someone to come. We are waiting for Jesus, the Messiah. We celebrate his birth, and we also wait for him to come again. We do both of these at the same time. We live in that in-between time between Jesus coming in the manger and his return at the end of the age. Sometimes, though, we get so caught up in our preparations for that celebration of Christmas that we forget about the second part, that Jesus is coming again. Now, both of these comings require preparations. For our celebration of Christ's birth, we decorate, we help others, we give to charities and support charities, and we buy presents to give other people. We plan parties and we celebrate. But that second coming also requires some preparations. In our gospel text, Jesus tells the disciples to be ready. Being ready for this second coming requires some different preparations. There are no presents to buy or parties to plan. These preparations are a little bit different. They focus instead on our relationship with God and with one another. When Jesus does come again, on a day and time that we do not, cannot, and will not know in advance, we are required to be ready. We can find out a little bit more about these preparations in our lessons for today. Isaiah tells us, "Come, let us go to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths." The psalmist reminds us, "Let us go to the house of the Lord, pray for peace, pray for others." Paul writes in Romans, "Put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires." So reading those again, the question of course becomes, how are we doing with our preparations? How's your prayer life? Your daily devotions? How is your relationship with your family, your coworkers, your neighbors? These are often things that we kind of think we can take care of some other time, maybe tomorrow. But tomorrow might be too late. We often think we can apologize later or correct something that we've done wrong later or ask for forgiveness later. But later doesn't always come, does it? Today might be all the time we have. We just never really know. Jesus wants his disciples to make preparations. Jesus also tells us to make preparations. We are reminded to pay attention to our relationships, especially those that are in need of mending or tending. Go to the house of the Lord and seek to do good. Walk in his paths. So how is your relationship with God? Does it need some work as well? We know that we are a sinful people and we are unable to keep God's commandments in the way that we should. We know that we are saved by grace, but that's certainly no excuse for just skating on by. Apathy is never a part of God's plan for us. Instead, the season of Advent calls for us to examine that relationship with God, especially in light of Jesus coming again. Advent calls for us to back away from the commercialism that has become Christmas and to spend time in prayer, devotions, and Bible study. In some ways, when you look at these things that we are asked to do in preparation for Jesus' second coming, you might wonder, isn't that also what we should do to prepare for Christ's birth? Shouldn't we prepare our hearts with the same diligence that we apply to all of our other Christmas preparations? One more thing to note in this gospel. The primary theme of this section of Matthew is not to warn of the rapture, because there isn't one. Notice the reference to Noah. Who got left behind? Noah and his family. Everyone else was swept away without any warning. This text is not designed to induce fear in us so that we will change our lives. But the theme is instead about the promise that no matter what, Jesus will be with us. In this season of Advent, in the short days and long nights, we light the Advent candles and we wait. We know that we do not face the darkness alone, but that Jesus, the light of the world, is coming. With our fears removed, what might we dare to do? Knowing that Jesus, the light of the world, is here to illuminate our darkest hours, how might we prepare for this Advent season? How might we love and pray and show God's love to one another? Amen.